is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court issued an order early this morning, temporarily blocking some more deportations.
The court order concerns Trump administration plans to use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, used rarely and only in wartime until now, to deport about 30 Venezuelan men being held in Texas. The court says not to do that, quote, until further order of this court. The ACLU said in an emergency filing last night that the Venezuelans had been told they were about to be removed. The Supreme Court had previously ruled that could not happen unless they had a chance to legally challenge it. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back home from his trip to El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported. Van Hollen says the case is about more than one man.
President Trump.
It's about protecting the constitutional rights of everybody who resides in the United States of America.
Yes!
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports the U.S. and Iran have opened a second round of nuclear talks in Rome.
President Trump is sending his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, to lead the talks on a deal. On X, Witkoff posted what appeared to be America's bottom line. Iran must stop its nuclear enrichment. But before the talks even open, Foreign Minister Araghchi responded, "That is a non-starter."
Today is a day for remembering how the country has overcome times of peril. This date in 1775 was the shot heard round the world. The first shot fired at the battles of Lexington and Concord, considered the start of the American Revolutionary War.
It used to be memorized by every school-aged child in America. It opens like this. "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere."
Wilford McClay, a history professor at Hillsdale College, is featured in a video released by the White House.
"Through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere."
The Oklahoma City bombing was 30 years ago today. 168 people were killed by the truck bomb that devastated the Murrah Federal Building. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh was a reporter that day.
"A day of darkness does not define Oklahoma or the people who live in this great state."
Later this morning, former President Bill Clinton will address a ceremony during which all the victims' names will be read. It was meant to be held at the memorial for the bombing, but because of the weather, it's been moved to a church across the street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Brewers win their third in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 win over the A's at AmFam Field. Caleb Durbin, called up from Nashville, made his major league debut with two hits on four at-bats, a run scored, and a big defensive play from his spot at third base. Game two of this series is tonight. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard back after just 1 month of treatments for a blood clot in his right leg. Lillard says the early warning signs were not easy to detect.
"I mean, I was at dinner and I could, you know, usually if I have a strain, I could feel it when I walk. You know, I know what that felt like because I was familiar with it. But this, I was at dinner and my leg just felt swollen. You know, it was like super tight. So I think that was the toughest part throughout this entire time was, you know, that first couple days when I first started to feel it, it was obvious that it was there. You know, I didn't know it was a blood clot. But once I found out that's what it was, I knew what it was, you know, why it was so sore and swollen. And that was kind of what led me to go to the team in the first place, because I was just like, this ain't normal, you know."
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJ. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, a low around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Some showers on Sunday with a high near 48. Showers and rumbles of thunder Sunday night, a low near 43. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on your Monday, 56. Currently, 42 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts are
but my music's playing home. But my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I make it with you. I really think that we could make it
those local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. It's Rick Johnson, Saturday Morning Soundtrack. I like that song, Bread. Nice and easy. Reminds me of a summer afternoon listening to it here at WRJN. Also, I want to tell you, we are proud to co-sponsor the Milwaukee Film Festival. It starts April 24th. And it runs all the way through May 8th. Now, if you like movies, there's every kind of film from hard-hitting documentaries to light-hearted international comedies. They'll be shown there. You'll get to see all of them if you like. That's up to you. You can find out more, of course. Go to WRJN.com or see our latest newsletter. And check out some good films, too, while you're at it. 7:16 right now, headed out the door. 43 degrees. There's mist out there right now. So, you know, take a little light poncho or something like that as you go out the door. You're going to need it today.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. We're all about it. 43 degrees at Radio Park.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool.
been 98 years. We've been here for you, WRJN, provided local news. And now, these great timeless hits you're hearing. I'll tell you what, I love them, especially Levi Stubbs, Four Tops, Motown. Good stuff here at WRJN. It's Rick Johnson with your Saturday morning soundtrack. Welcome along. Thanks for coming. And I'm glad you're sharing part of your Saturday morning with me. WRJN, we're going to be giving away your chance to enjoy a Wednesday matinee Brewer game. Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And that's going to be on May 21st. What you do? Go online, WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and you can enter to win 4 club seats to the game. No purchase necessary, okay? This is a freebie from us. Baseball is a big deal, so go for the win at WRJN.com. 727 right now, and it's about 43 degrees under overcast skies. WRJN.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s. Tonight, a low around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Some showers on Sunday with a high near 48. Showers and rumbles of thunder Sunday night, a low near 43. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on your Monday, 56. Currently, 42 degrees.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards, Sunshine at WRJN. Milwaukee Brewers baseball tonight as they host the Athletics, 5:30 p.m. here on WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I'm
Here with your Saturday morning soundtrack. You're just waking up. A nice stretch there. Grab yourself a cup of coffee or whatever you want. Sit on your easy chair and listen to some of these timeless hits. Like this from the Stones on WRJN.
whole life.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
News at the top of the hour.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Next hour at 8:30, we've got for you the WRJN Capsule Countdown, and we're going to be talking about 1963. So we're going to do it at 8:30.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see. Setting suns and low.
sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Early this morning, the Supreme Court temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deporting more alleged Venezuelan gang members using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The ACLU had filed an emergency appeal, believing some men being held in Texas were about to be deported. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the court's move came hours after federal judge James Boasberg declined to block those deportations.
Even though Judge Boasberg is very sympathetic to what the ACLU is trying to accomplish here, which is to put a hold on these deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, especially without hearings, he recognizes that he doesn't have the jurisdiction.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from his trip to El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was